you've had losses before, but given the nature of this loss today, does it make it hurt even more?
Well, I don't know. I'm not dealing in that. I think it's you know, all losses are painful. There's a lot of a variety of different reasons why we didn't win the ball game. I think we became a little better football team, not necessarily because of the game, but because of the way we practiced this last week. And as I said, you know, is it the question is it, how painful is it? It's you know, all losses are extremely painful.
Curious about the play of your defense. They get up 10 points today, nothing in the second half. How do you think that can play?
I was very proud of our defense. I thought they did play extremely well. The biggest problem we had in the first half was, from a defensive standpoint, was our third down. Their third down conversion rate was higher than it needs to be. And I thought that's where we became a better football team defensively in the second half. We were a little bit better on third downs. But at the end of the day, just couldn't get the brakes put on when we absolutely needed it.
Coach, what went into the decision to start out Stelton today?
Just the fact that he finished the ball game, you know, came in and gave us a spark last week and did some things that we wanted to do early in the ball game, maybe a little bit better, going in still with the idea that both of them were going to play. I don't know that it makes, you know, in all reality, you know, who starts is probably doesn't impact the ball game.
Can you dissect the offensive problems in the first half and what changed in that time?
Well, I think to a certain degree, part of it, and I applaud our offensive line. I mean, our offensive line had an approach and an attitude leaving the locker room in the second half, which I haven't seen yet this year, and it was one of anger, you know, as much as anything. And there was a determination, which has been big in my terminology for a couple of weeks. There was a determination to be successful, to win the battle, to win up front, and they did a good portion of time. Not always, but a good portion of time. I think they had the biggest impact on scoring a couple times in the second half, probably. And we had other opportunities that we didn't get it in there.
So. Was that fire they came out with, was that internal from the players, or was it a little fire and brimstone from the coaching staff?
Well, basically, it was a dissatisfaction with the fact that that we were where we were, and they knew, and this is what benefited me. They knew that they were better than this. You know, it's so easy when, you know, you're getting your tail handed to you, as they have in a couple of weeks this week or this year, to question, you know, just what your capabilities truly are. As I said, we had four good days of practice. You know, again, there might still have been some question marks. And yet, that anger kind of brought out, we're better than this, we can do this, and they made the effort to do so.
In defeat, what you saw in the second half, does that encourage you that you saw the kind of fight and fire that you need from a K-State football team to be successful?
Well, that was encouraging to me. You know, of course it was. And the way that we played defensively, I think, was encouraging to me. A lot of things that weren't, but nevertheless, those things were.
So, what were your thoughts on how Skyler did play in the second half coming off the bench?
I thought he played well. You know, he.
Justin Hughes comes in for Sam's size 11 in the first half and plays pretty much most of the rest of the ball game on defense. How would you assess his play today?
Well, you know, Justin played well with one exception. You know, we had a third and 10. They run a little quarterback draw, and he makes I don't remember what the play was, but an inside run play, and he makes a hit and bounces off of it. They get a first down, and consequently, instead of punting, they go down and they get a touchdown. So that's one of the touchdowns that they probably wouldn't have gotten had we made that. Yeah, there's so many things that took place in the ball game. It's not Justin's fault that we lost the ball game, but you know, it's one of those many, many instances.
Coach, I know I'm asking you this right after the game, but do you expect the quarterback situation to be similar next week?
Well, you know, some of you don't want to hear what I'm saying. Both quarterbacks are going to play. Both of them are going to play. Both of them have an impact on the capabilities of our offensive football team, and both of them will get on the field. You know, how much and what situations, you know, always remains to be seen. I haven't looked at, the next opponent yet, but when we do, we'll define that. But, yes, both of them will be on the field.
I know hindsight is always kind of 20-20, but did Skyler's performance maybe make you wish you had gotten him a little bit earlier in the game?
No.
Bill, in the grand scheme, the 90-yard punt return for a touchdown, what impact did that have?
You know, again, as I said, you know, they probably – you know, we gave up the one long drive, in the first half, and you know, if that doesn't happen and we don't miss that one tackle, you know, that's what ifs. And they don't put that return on the board. I mean, it's a scoreless first half, you know, in all reality. But it's so uncharacteristic of our cover units. You know, our cover units have been good. They were good thereafter, but we made some mistakes and some effort mistakes on that unit, which normally doesn't take place. So I was a little disappointed in that.
Where do you feel like you broke down on coverage on that time, Coach?
Just not getting there as quickly as we could. I just thought we didn't run. I mean, that's a simple thing, but you know, you've got to be able to run. You got to put the, you know, return guy in a position where he's got to think about fair catches anyway, and we just didn't get anybody close. Our stingers got held up, and, you know, that's uncharacteristic.
What did you take away from Ellinger that Texas likes to do typically?
Well, he's been an effective runner as well. He's been a good scrambler. You know, he didn't get a whole lot out of scrambling. He's run quarterback draws. You know, we put some focus on that. But then again, you know, you go back and look between, excluding the scrambles, you know, in the four ball games they played this year, he's really only run, I think it was four or five quarterback draws. So, you know, it hasn't been as though he was as prolific doing it as he has been in the past. But, you know, he's a good runner. We didn't give him an awful lot in that respect. But, you know, by the same token, we did not defend against the pass extremely well, even though a lot of those passes were very short passes, raised up and throw it outside, and that kind of enhances your completion percentage. But I have to give him credit. I mean, he's a very fine player.
It's been a while since you guys have been inside the end zone, and Skyler gets there. It seemed like he checked into a play, was able to execute it. How pleasing was that moment? What kind of lift did that give you guys today?
Well, it was, and he did, you know, he did what he was coached to do. I mean, there was a certain, you know, defensive look that put him in a position to run the quarterback off tackle power. It didn't play out exactly as it should, but he bounced it outside and got, you know, won the battle, if that's the one you're thinking of, and got to the end zone, right to the corner of it. But, yeah, I mean, that's just executing what you know, what your coach to do.
I wanted to ask about the final play there of the first half. With the decision to go forward on fourth and goal, was that at all affected by Blake Lynch not being available, or even if he was, would you still gone?
Probably, considering the score, would still have gone for it.
And then just, you mentioned that you saw just that fire out of the offensive line coming out of halftime that you haven't seen this year. Is there any reason you think maybe it took this long into the season for that kind of show up?
Well, I think, you know, it's not as though they didn't have some spirit about them or didn't have some, you know, passion for playing the game. They just realized it wasn't getting done. That just prompted, you know, that a little different kind of spirit. I mean, they, you know, normally offensive linemen pretty quiet, stay to themselves, and, you know, it was something they wanted to get invested in, I guess.
Bill, is the injury to Lynch short-term or longer-term?
Uncertain right now.
Coach, what differences, if any, did you see between how Alex handled today versus how Skyler handled today, half by half?
I don't know. We just have to go back and look at the film. You know, there was an instance in the first half that you know, there was a decision that I wasn't real happy with Alex, but there were some extenuating circumstances. So I just have to go back and look at the film. Certainly trust, you know, his judgment or the judgment of the other youngster as well with Skyler. Trust both of them. But by and large, you know, obviously, Skyler helped us get the ball in the end zone, you know, on two occasions. And that was the reason Alex came in the ball game last week. You know, we didn't get the ball in the end zone. So, you know, I'm pleased with the fact that he helped engineer those, you know, those two drives that we had. And they were drives. They weren't dramatically short fields. I don't know exactly what the distance was. It didn't say on here. But, you know, they were sustained drives, both of them.
I know a couple of weeks ago you said the most concerning thing was on defense was just the number of missed tackles. And it made it seem like that's continued to be a problem. Is that more on you guys, or how much of it is it the opponent just doing a good job of making you mistakes?
Well, I think it's, you know, sometimes it can be both. You know, I certainly wouldn't take away the, you know, the appreciation for how hard, you know, another player runs, and they have running backs. I spoke to our team about it last night and again today. You know, they do, you know, they can run as a physical football team. But, you know, a lot of the tackles that we missed, you know, were out in open space, and, you know, we got caught with fundamental things, you know, trying to tackle too high. You know, people always talk about tackling high, but you can tackle too high. You can't get your arms around a ball carrier who's wearing shoulder pads if you're trying to wrap your arms around a shoulder pad. So you don't have a chance to wrap up and lock out, as they say. So, you know, sometimes we just tackle too high. There are other times we're diving at guys' toenails, and consequently, you know, anybody that can pick their feet up is probably not going to go down with that kind of attempt. So we have to be a better, boiled water out of it, we have to be a better fundamental tackling football team. Techniques.
Can you recall a season where you guys maybe had this many issues of just dropping passes that would have been surefire touchdowns right there in the end zone?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure we've dropped passes before. You know, we're not unique to it this year, but you know, it does seem like, you know, when it happens, it shows up big.
You come talk about Dalton Schoen as a plan. He had one drop that was huge, but he had three other catches that were pretty nice on scoring the drive.
Well, he's a fine player. It wouldn't be out there. You know, nobody likes to drop. Nobody despises it more than he does, you know. But, you know, he's not a guy that tries to. He does some very, very fine things for us. You know, love to have that catch, but by the same token, you know, as you indicated, he made some other plays that helped us advance the ball and put us in field position in the second half to get the ball in the end zone. But still have to catch him when you get him.
Alex Barnes, assess his program.
Alex ran, you know, extremely well. You know, ran awfully hard. You know, we didn't give him the kind of chance that, you know, I'd like to, and being able to get to those third level guys with some of our wide receivers. You know, because most of the stops for him were beyond the line of scrimmage. I mean, he ran hard and ran physical and carried some tacklers with him. Played well. Good young guy, competitive young man.